This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
TikTok and Gen Z seem to be working hand in hand to make terms for all kinds of things now, and they're usually things that we've had for a long time, but this is a new one, or at least one that I don't know about. Kevin, what is a performative male?
Well, let me describe you one, and then you'll see why I'm so pissed.
Okay.
A performative male often drinks an iced matcha latte, wearing wired headphones and a tote bag, carrying feminist or progressive literature, collecting analog media like vinyl records, and sporting items like Labubu keychains. And I feel attacked.
A lot of that is yes.
Was there anything that wasn't him?
Carrying feminist literature, yeah. I don't read.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm a tote bag girly. When Trader Joe's releases their tote bags, I'm the first one there to get it.
Right.
I have started to integrate matcha into my life.
Yeah, you did. That started last week.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's just a longer energy. And then I've been about Labubu.
Right.
That's true.
He's a Labubu whore. And he may not carry the literature, but he carries plenty of feminism around with him all the time.
Power to the women.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So, I can understand. So why are you mad about it, though?
Because here's why. It is describing a person that is disingenuous in how they behave. They are doing it to appear a certain way, likely to women.
Yeah.
Is it to get women? Is that why?
Yeah. I don't think so.
But I'm not doing it because to get women. Oh, I'm just doing it because I myself.
Yeah.
That is me.
Right. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna have your back, Kevin.
Okay, good.
And I'm gonna say, we cannot paint people with this broad brush.
Right.
Because if you looked at my boyfriend D'Lo, he checks a lot of those boxes.
Oh, boy.
You think he's also a performative male?
He is absolutely not a performative male. That's what I'm saying. Even
if
you
have... Well, if he checks the boxes
But he has... Those are just, like Kevin said, the things he likes. Like, he doesn't care around feminist literature. That seems very performative. But he tries to buy wines and stuff like that from female-owned businesses.
Okay.
He loves his vinyl records. He loves his bags. Granted, they're not Trader Joe's totes.
No,
they're more expensive.
they're more of the designer variety. But he doesn't drink matcha, but he does drink almond milk lattes.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
but
God.
He is not performative. That's just who he is. So, Kevin, you can be many of these things, and maybe you're not a performative man.
Yeah, but this new generation is just going to slap the label on me.
Oh, boy.
So, if you're just joining us, Kevin's informing us what it means to be a performative male. I'm actually going to flip the script on this.
Oh.
Katie's probably right. You're right. You guys, you and Katie's boyfriend D'Lo are not performative, even though you check the boxes. This seems more like an attack on somebody who would be like this. In fact, I think just the opposite. I think sometimes, maybe this is just my opinion, that the performative males are the ones out there constantly trying to flex their masculinity on people.
But that's not working on women. They're doing that to impress other men.
Listen,
I will say it again, get close to the mic, because you're gay.
A performance is a performance.
I know, but what I'm saying is That's a different kind of guy, and they're going for a different audience. What Kevin is describing is trying to lure a woman into a false sense of, like, he's so just, like, thoughtful and, like, feminist and sweet, but he's none of those things.
Well, what if those things, though, really, besides carrying around feminine literature, which seems silly, what about all the rest of that stuff screams like he's a sense, what, because his headphones have wires? Because he has a doll dangling from his keychain?
Not a doll, a collectible.
Like, like that, I mean, if you're a woman and you think, like, no, he's a good guy, he's got a doll, like, that's not,
I mean, Kevin, Kevin says that it pulls women. It gets women to talk.
I just want you to know, people are now at, like, music festival and raves putting labubus on, like, fishing rods to try and catch an ABG.
All right.
Asian, it's happening.
And that's an Asian baby girl for anybody who doesn't know.
It's working. So.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
It wouldn't work on me.
You're not Asian.
Oh, so is this just, I don't think that I don't mean the labubu part. I mean any of this.
I was going to say, you're like just G. You're not the A or the B.
Wait, why can't I be a B?
Huh?
I can't.
No, you're the baby.
You're
a baby girl?
Asian, no, you're not baby, a baby girl. Girl. Oh, you could be a BG.
Yeah. Baby a WBG.
Baby girl.
White okay. baby girl. I feel like I would sniff this, the disingenuous
the fakeness? Out. No, you can't.
I would sniff it out so fast.
I mean, I think that most people can sniff out stuff like that. I think people can. Wow. I think you're hoping
they can't.
I think anybody that has even a slightly above average intelligence can usually sniff out somebody who's just doing something just so that they get noticed. You know?
Yeah. Well, good thing I'm not doing it just to get noticed.
Right. You're just being you.
Period. Yes. So, ladies, if you like a performative man or not, I'm single. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.